Welcome to the Rap Report with Andrew Rappaport, where we provide biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of Striving for Eternity and the Christian podcast community. For more content or to request a speaker for your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
Can you believe it? It is the end of the year. A whole year has gone by. I don't know if you're like me, but where in the world did the time go? It just seems to be going so quick. But it is another year. It's actually now another decade. And so with that, we enter into 2020 in a few days. And we wanted to give an opportunity, as I've been saying in the past few episodes, if you're new here to this episode, I am Andrew Rappaport, your host of The Rap Report. And we've been mentioning on some previous episodes that we wanted to give a feedback episode as the end of the year. I may end up doing this every year. I kind of like it. But we wanted to give some feedback that we've gotten throughout the year and feedback that's either on the Ministry of Striving for Eternity, or specifically this podcast. This podcast is a ministry of Striving for Eternity. It's heard on the Christian podcast community, which also is a ministry of Striving for Eternity. And so with that, I wanted an opportunity for your voices to be heard. It is an opportunity for you to be able to share with the other listeners how this ministry and this podcast and the community has helped you. And I will tell you up front, I'm going to try to get through all these feedbacks without getting too emotional. I don't know that I will. Some of them are very touching, and I've read them several times so that maybe I won't be too emotional, but we will see. But I wanted an opportunity for your voice to be heard. We do this show for you. The goal of this podcast is a means of teaching and discipling you for eternity, that you'd be equipped for eternity, that you'd be prepared to give an answer to those who would challenge you, that you'd be more biblical in your thinking, you'd have better interpretation skills, that you'd know how to handle the Word of God better, that you'd understand your theology better. This is the goal. And we don't get to see the fruit of that unless you contact us. And so many people did, and you can still contact us. We're going to try to do this maybe each year. And if you want to contact us, just send us information at info@strivingforeternity.org. That's info@strivingforeternity.org. I will say that if you don't send it to there, I may not get it. There's someone who sent me a voice mail or voice message on Facebook, and I couldn't use it because, well, Facebook is horrible. I can't find things on there. You can't sort things and organize things, so I don't know where it is. So to whoever that was that sent in the voicemail on Facebook, info@strivingforeternity.org. Use that. And sorry about that. But we're going to kick it off. There's only one voice that we're going to hear other than mine. One person sent in a voicemail that I have, but the rest I will read. And so I will do my best at reading them and hopefully pronounce names properly. Yikes. But the first one is very, very touching, very humbling. But it says this: my name is Crystal Alcalica. I butchered the last name. Sorry, Crystal. Don't tell your husband, Andrew. He may come beat me up. Both Crystal and Andrew are both very active in a Facebook group that we have called Christian Apologetics, very active in there. But my name is Crystal, and I wanted to thank you for your ministry. I was an atheist until 5 years ago. Since then, I've read my Bible all the way through 5 times, and am continuing to do so. I have been studying apologetics with my husband for almost as long. We found your podcast and have greatly benefited from them. thank you so much for continuing to answer questions and inspiring others to learn about God and His Word and why we can believe it. I also wanted to thank you for sharing your testimony. It was beautiful. My husband and I keep you in our prayers. Thank you so much for how God is using you. Keep striving for eternity. And so with that, Crystal's message is just a little taste of what we end up seeing. We get these sort of testimonies as people come to know Christ, and it is touching to think that people could be an atheist, be arguing for atheism, and they come to know Christ. And within 5 years, and maybe this is going to hurt some of you, maybe when I read this, some of you went, ouch, she's been saved 5 years, and in those 5 years, every year, she's read through the entire Bible. That's right. That's something all of us should at least have it as a goal, if we're not doing every day. If it's just a goal, let me encourage you. After Christmas, there's going to be some episodes that I'll do on my daily wrap report. If you don't know, I have a daily wrap report. It's 2 minutes long, Monday through Friday. It is Andrew Rapport's daily wrap report, kind of easy to find. You can subscribe to that and make sure you don't miss an episode. It's shorter, it's quicker, it's going to be answering apologetic questions, generally giving some quick things on either apologetics or hermeneutics. This week, what I'll do, or next week, I should say, I will deal with the idea of setting goals with the new year coming. That's an issue. So with that, what I want to do is just thank Crystal. I've had the privilege of seeing both Crystal and her husband Andrew in the Facebook groups, and it has been good to see how they argue. They've 5 years saved, but understanding the scriptures, and a lot of it's because I think, as she says, they have just drenched themselves with scripture. They've dived into the scriptures to know it well. And there's a lot of Christians who do that when they're younger in the faith, and don't keep that up. I encourage Crystal, Andrew, keep that up for others. Get in the Bible, read it through each year. I have, for my devotions, I do a couple of things. I listen through the Bible at least once a year. I say at least because sometimes I do different. What I'll do in my listening is that I'll do a different reading plan. And so some of them are 8 months long, some of them are a year long. So sometimes I get through the Bible a little bit quicker. I will go through the Bible in listening, just as I'm getting ready in the morning. It's one of the first things, it's the first thing that I do on my phone, is to open my Bible app and start listening to the Word of God. Now, after that, I will try to read through a study Bible a year. And when I say read through a study Bible, that includes all the notes. Sometimes that takes a little bit more than a year, but generally I try to do that. And then I'll try to just read three chapters a day. That will get me through the Bible in a year. And so I'm trying to get through the Bible in different formats about 2 to 3 times a year. And so that's an encouragement. Maybe you might want to consider trying. Melissa Owens had sent in feedback, and she says this, quote, "I personally love the podcast. They are very informative on many topics. I find the ones focused on particular movements like the Red Letter Christians, secular humanism, etc., the most beneficial because it helps to equip me to refute these movements with sound doctrine, which you always provide. Your ministry is an absolute blessing," unquote. And that's one of those ones that really struck me. I appreciate Melissa's sentiment, because there are some of these ones, it's kind of interesting, the two she mentioned of the podcast, Red Letter Christianity and Secular Humanism, were two that I struggled with, especially the Red Letter Christianity. It's a thing where it's hard for people to understand, because it doesn't sound on the surface to be such a bad thing. And it's hard to dig in sometimes to all the research you have to do to get to the meat of things, to be able to communicate it for people to see, oh, wait, there's the surface level, what they say, and then there's the real issues. And it's under that surface that we end up seeing the problems with some of these groups. And that's what I was trying to bring out. And Melissa's comments really helped me to realize that maybe on a couple of episodes, maybe we succeeded. But Bud was with me on that one, so it must have been all Bud. That's my theory. Now, this next one, actually next two, are really, really touching. And this next one you've actually heard me refer to in the past few episodes if you have been listening. But this is just one of these things that blows me away. And I've shared this before. I have not, in the 2 years that I've been podcasting again, for some of you who didn't know, I used to be podcasting, that got blown away. I was podcasting for a year, got all destroyed, and we had to start all over. So it's been two years, but that I've been podcasting again. And in those 2 years, I haven't replayed an episode yet. I probably will at some point, but I try not to. I was on someone else's podcast where they just wanted me to share my testimony, and so I did just that. And with doing that, I figured, you know what? I wasn't prepared for anything 1 week, and I said, let me just play this. I played it, and I referred to it on Facebook as filler. You'll see that comes in the next testimony we got. But I put my testimony out there, how I got saved, and this was the email that I got from Josh Myers, and he sent this to me on Twitter. He said, "Hey, Andrew, I'm sorry for the delay." And what he means by that is because he had sent it to me and asked him if he could email me this so we could use it, because I knew on Twitter I would lose it. But he says, "Hey, Andrew, I'm sorry for the delay. I'm at work and was talking with a customer. I wanted you to know that your episode with your testimony really hit hard with my oldest son. We live about an hour from church and we're listening on the way Sunday night. My son and My son and daughter's sister and mother were murdered in a mass shooting in 2009. I could tell that my son really was able to relate and feel your pain when speaking about your mother." Now, I'll stop there just so you understand. In my testimony, I shared how my mother died when I was very young, and I also had shared how I had left a McDonald's, and 20 minutes afterwards, someone committed a mass shooting, killing, I think it was 20 or 21 people and injuring 20 or 21 others. One of those numbers is 20, one's 21, I forget which, but a lot of people injured and killed in there, 41 people affected. So he goes on to say this: "I could tell that my son could really relate and feel your pain when speaking about your mother. I didn't let my son go to the funeral because I didn't know how to handle it. I regret that so much. He has never been rebellious, but has never been vocal at all about God. After your testimony, he asked me about God and why God let his mother and sister die. I was able to go through the gospel with him and explain God's sovereignty in all things. While at church, at the end of service, he asked me if he could go forward and pray with the pastor. We're a Calvinistic church and don't do the pray this prayer thing. But I truly believe your testimony softened his heart for the gospel. I appreciate your work so much. My son's name is Isaac, and he's 15 years old. And that's touching to me because I got saved when I was 16 years old. And so after sharing that on Facebook, I got this from Cameron Hunt. Cameron's going to refer to a Living Waters Academy that I lead teams when I'm out there. I help them out, and we lead teams teaching people how to evangelizing and helping them out. So he's going to refer to that. He's also going to refer to this testimony we just heard from Josh. He says this: "Hey, Andrew, we met at the last Living Waters Ambassadors Academy. We had a short conversation in prayer right before we ended the last night of the academy on our way back to our rooms. Our hotel rooms were next to each other. I just wanted to say thank you for your, quote, filler, unquote, testimony on your podcast the other day. Ever since the academy, I have started to listen occasionally, but your testimony was incredibly vulnerable, powerful, and encouraging. You laid out a lot of stuff out there that most people wouldn't even discuss because it's too painful to even mention. But what you shared about your mom and not being sure about her eternal destiny was incredibly brave and extremely honest. I have so much family who I long to see in heaven, and many who I don't know if I ever will. But it's extremely personal and honest way. Just wanted to take a moment to thank you and give you some encouragement that what you are doing does have an impact, as God will use you as your faithfully endeavor to serve him. In Christ, Cameron Hunt. And so that's one of the things, I'll be honest with you guys. Not that I'm lying the other time. I guess I'll be vulnerable with you guys. That's probably a better term. That episode, I did two that shared my testimony. They are extremely personal. The one, and both of them were ones where I did it for someone else's podcast and played it on our feed. The Reboots one, I probably wouldn't have shared as much as I did if it wasn't for the host of the Reboots podcast, because Tracy does a wonderful job really pulling things out, some things I probably wouldn't have wanted to share. And so that really did help. The thing is, you know, when you're behind a microphone like this, you don't really get to see someone's face. You don't get to share what you might want to share if you were in person with someone. But what I ended up seeing is that I didn't realize how sometimes when I could be open and vulnerable with you guys, that it can have an impact. Not that I try to do that. I don't. This is a teaching ministry. But there are times where sometimes I'm going to bare my heart to you guys. You're my family. And because of that, sometimes this microphone allows me that opportunity, but I don't like doing that. And this one from Cameron really, really struck me because of the fact that I didn't realize how much that could have an impact for you guys to get to know my heart a little better. I do this for you. I don't think about me as far as that. And this really kind of touched me. And so let me read this next one from Justin. Hey, Andrew and all. I recently listened to your Rappaport podcast on the culture war against Christianity. I wanted to thank you for the content. I'm currently seeking this in my career. I work in the Metro Atlanta. Just recently, I attended a large conference that my work sent me to, and the keynote speaker had a slide which contained the worst version of the Lord's name in vain in a cartoon. I shouldn't have been, but I was somewhat surprised at the crowd's reaction, laughter from everyone I could see. They also, of course, found ways to sneak in LGBTQ in a positive light, and then made sure we all knew to, quote, do good and not evil, unquote, and to, quote, know your why, unquote. I would love to ask them where their standard of morality comes from. I appreciate you covering this subject. It's getting crazy in the corporate world. I see examples daily. Please keep up the good work. I appreciate Apologetics Live and never miss an episode. It's nice to see and hear genuine content from brothers who don't seem arrogant. Thanks so much for that. God bless, Justin Rhea. So he refers to the Apologetics Live. That is a podcast that we do. We actually do it live on YouTube and Facebook. It's, you could go to apologeticslive.com. We answer any questions or challenges people have. It is a place where we sometimes set up debates. We'll have one the first Thursday of January. Matt Slick is going to be debating an agnostic or atheist. I forget what he is now, but Skylar Fiction. And so we're going to set up a formal debate. But a lot of times it's open Q&A. You come in and ask any questions. And if you want to set up a debate, that's a good place we do that. But it's there to provide apologetics, examples of it. And we don't know what we're going to get. We don't know who's going to come in and ask what questions. And therefore, we can't prepare ahead of time. That's what that's for. And so he's, you know, Justin is referring to that and appreciating that, because on there we dealt with issues of the culture war, how it's coming after Christianity and attacking Christianity, and the concern we have with that. And because of that, we really see it as something that is really dangerous to the Christian community, because this is something that so many people want to turn a blind eye to. And the Apologetics Live show allows us to discuss these things, that because someone brings up a question. And if you ever want to join, just go to apologeticslive.com Thursday night, 8 to 10 Eastern time. If you go to Apologetics Live and we do have a show, we'll tell you what the show topics are if there's topics. If not, we'll say it's open Q&A and we'll give you the links to join. And so if you want to come in, we always need people coming in and asking questions. We do. Please join. And if you join early, it's much better. Now, he mentions what's going on in corporate America, and I have seen this a lot. And I know people who send me stuff about what they're seeing in their job sites. And it is really getting an anti-Christian message, where they are forcing this LGBT agenda down the Christian's throat. They target the Christian's back. You must accept this. You must celebrate this. We see it with Chick-fil-A and everyone else. And because your job is on the line, you have a concern. I should maybe accept this, maybe give in. That's exactly why Barack Obama started using businesses to force this stuff, is to push it through the work, because people are going to be worried when it comes to their job. They want to keep their job. And so we really need to get more Christians starting businesses to hire Christians, you know. But then again, you look at Chick-fil-A, and it's hard to be a Christian in business, because they want to force even the businesses into their agenda. And so it's just a scary, scary time that we're in. Let's listen to, or let's read what Harry had to say. He says this: I was listening to a podcast about an apologetics course, and it made me really think about my own son and making sure he's grounded in biblical truth. I drive him to school most days, and it is no more than a 10-minute drive. So we listen to your 2-minute podcast each ride and have a short theological discussion based on your presentation. Thanks for the Christian podcast community. Keep up the good work, Harry Gimrall. And so I appreciate that. I mean, the 2-minute daily podcast I do, Andrew Rapaport's Daily Rapaport, it's short. It's more devotional-like, and that's why we have that. And I do hope that you enjoy that. I hope that we're trying to do, with a lot of the apologetic stuff, what I'm trying to do with that now is I'm trying to give a transcript as well, so you can copy and paste. So if you get challenged with something out on social media, you're on Twitter, I'm trying to give you something. Okay, it may not fit in a tweet, but on Facebook it'll fit. But you can always take a snapshot of it and put it out there. But I'm trying to give you some quick answers. So do I answer everything fully? No. It's usually why I'm on a topic for a couple of days to a week, because it takes time to fully answer it out. But I'm trying to give short answers so that you can use it that way. Now, we do have one of our fellow podcasters at the Christian Podcast Community, one of the newest podcasters, at Keith from Quest for Truth. And he sent in an audio, so I will play that now.
Hey, Andrew, this is Keith Heltzley of Quest for Truth over at life-truth.com. Hey, I wanted to respond to your request for some comments for your end of the year show and just tell you that I really have been learning a lot from listening to you, learning a lot about some of the logical fallacies people use against Christianity, some of the things Christians ought to be doing in support of their worldview point of Christianity. And I enjoy your, especially your daily 2 minute spots, because they're daily and they're short. But hey, I also enjoy your 2 hour long things you do with Matt Slick and others, because again, it opens up the door to a lot of variety of people's viewpoints and debates and conversations and things. So looking forward to continuing to follow you and listen to your work. This has been Keith from Quest for Truth over at life-truth.com.
And so Keith, being a podcaster, he gives an audible. And so one of the things you don't know, if you listen to Keith's podcast, and you may not realize, Keith is blind. He does all his own audio editing. He creates websites. And he's legally blind. I think he's been losing his sight. I think now he's pretty much completely blind. But Keith is amazing. Just a really, really sweet spirit. We have a new podcast that's going to come out in January called Theology Throwdown. It's where all the Christian podcasters in the Christian podcast community get together and we discuss theology. And he's been on there, and he's just a sweet spirit. He just is the kind of guy that sits back, lets everyone speak, and then, you know, gives his voice and really gives a lot of insight. And it's just a joy to have him. And so, I really appreciate what he said as far as learning some of the things he's been learning. And I encourage you to go check out his podcast as well. We also have something from another podcaster from the Christian podcast community, and that is the host of Theology Gals, Colleen Sharp, who is also my co-host on So You Want to Be a Podcaster podcast. If you're interested in podcasting, that's a good podcast to listen to get started. And there was an episode that I had with my friend Justin Peters, and Justin and I were talking about our trip to the Philippines. And so Colleen wanted to encourage both of us, so this was actually directed to both of us. Andrew and Justin, I really enjoy the episode of the Rap Report on the Philippines trip. It was packed full of so much great information. You really fit a lot of topics in there. I'll be passing it along. One thing I really appreciate was the talk on the sufficiency of Scripture. Such an important topic. So often I'll speak with a young woman that are embracing the doctrines of grace, seeking to know the Word of God and be discerning, and yet they have such a difficult time giving up this idea that God gives them personal, private messages. And we've said on Theology Gal so many times, quote, God's word is either sufficient for everything we need for life and godliness, or it isn't, and we believe it is, unquote. Thanks again for an encouraging podcast. Many prayed for you both while in the Philippines, and it's encouraging to hear of the Lord's work. Colleen Sharp of Theology Gals. And that trip to the Philippines did have a big effect. It really did affect a lot of folks there in the Philippines. And we really tried to address some of our critics. Both Justin and I had some critics when we were there, and some people didn't quite like us coming down and being willing to name names and It's a discernment conference. We are providing discernment. We are providing teaching how to recognize false teachers, and we're giving examples, and not everyone likes that. Now, this next one is one I got to meet this lady, April, at G3, really touching when she came up to me and shared this, and I asked her if she would email it in, and so she did. This has to do with our Striving Fraternity Academy. That's free courses we provide for you on our YouTube channel. You can go to strivingfraternity.org, click the link for the academy, and you can see the courses that we have there and the links to them. And so she's going to reference the Striving Fraternity Academy, which has blown me away, by the way. I didn't prepare them for pastors yet. I found out there's pastors around the world, in China, in Chile, in Canada, in America, who use those classes for training. I had a pastor in Canada who said he was never taught how to interpret the Bible, and our class on biblical hermeneutics provided him skills that he needed for that, and that blew me away. But what's really blown me away is that people are using these materials for homeschooling. They buy the syllabuses, and because the classes are free, but the syllabuses are what we charge for. They buy the syllabuses, and they have their kids go through them. And the thing I've constantly heard about it is that my quirky humor, my way of mannerisms, keeps the kids' attention. But the fact that I use the big words and then explain them really is what people say they find helpful, because I don't talk over people's heads. I explain the terms, so if people do hear them, they know them, but I explain the issues, the theology, and in a way where everyone picks it up. Kids as young as 8 years old, I found, have been using it and understanding it. So that's really been something I never expected. And so April Chapman, who sent this, "Hey, Andrew, I enrolled in the SFE Academy, and I must say that I am so glad such a resource exists. The coursework was well laid out, and it's the perfect program for any Christian looking to bring clarity to core doctrines of the Christian faith. I especially loved your teaching on the Trinity. I loved the program so much that I incorporated it into my homeschool Bible class for my four children. My children range from ages 6 to 10, and the content was was easy for all of them to understand. I purchased the School of Systematic Theology and the School of Biblical Hermeneutics. Both courses are exceptional, and they both helped put me and my family on a path to growing in the grace and knowledge of God. I strongly urge any believer to include these courses as part of their spiritual discipline. Grace to you, and may the Lord richly bless your ministry. Sincerely, April Chapman." Now, the thing that with April that was neat was when I met her at G3, one of the things was I walked over to the table where she was at, and she was in a dialogue with someone who, I'm trying to remember, I think they were following Joel Osteen or one of those guys, and April was just doing a phenomenal job answering this lady's questions and challenges and really providing scripture in a clear way, and it was just neat. And then she's pulling me into the conversation, and I'm like, "You're doing a great job. You don't need me." it was really neat to see. Now I left the best for last, and this is a very touching testimony from a dear friend. But this one is from my friend Justin Peters, and he wrote this. Sometimes in his good providence, God puts brothers and sisters in our lives to be a special encouragement and become lifelong friends. Andrew Rappaport has been one of those brothers for me. In addition to knowing Andrew to be a committed evangelist and an able apologist and an excellent exegete of Scripture, I also know him to be a kind, generous, and of exemplary Christian character and integrity. It is my honor to commend him and striving for eternity, Justin Peters. Now, if you're not familiar with Justin Peters, Justin is a great brother. His expertise is the area of Word of Faith and New Apostolic Reformation, more knowledgeable, I think, than anybody I know on that subject, except for maybe Costi Hinn, because Costi kind of grew up in that, kind of, you know, has something, knows the inside trade secrets, right? But Justin is so knowledgeable. But the thing is, Justin's also an outstanding exegete of Scripture. And people don't usually ask him to come into Bible conferences and just teach the Word of God, because they know him for the thing he's kind of been stereotyped for with Word of Faith. But he really is an excellent preacher. And the thing that is amazing about him is he never complains. I mean, like, ever. And the reason that's amazing is, if you don't know Justin has cerebral palsy. He can't walk very far. He walks with crutches. He's usually has to be in a scooter, which is problematic when we go to conferences together, because when you're in a scooter all day, all the blood is, you know, going down to your legs. He, you know, if he can't put his feet up, he gets in pain. And I could tell when he's in pain, and yet he'll never complain. I mean, I bust on him so much about the fact that he doesn't complain. He's promised to me that he will start complaining about his lack of complaining so that I could feel better about myself, because it's a horrible. You're around him and you want to complain about things, and then you realize this guy doesn't complain about anything. Like, it could be he told me a story. Gee, I don't know. I hope I don't get in trouble for sharing this. If I do, Justin, forgive me. So this guy goes everywhere. It's not easy for him to get around, but he'll go anywhere. And he was in some country, some third world country, if I remember correctly, but he and one of his board members were in a country, and I want to say it was Africa, but they end up, they're looking for a cheap hotel. And so they find the cheapest hotel they can find. Now, as I tell this story, think about what you might be going through your head in this case that I'm going to explain. But keep in mind, the way Justin explained this to me is, this was exciting. He was thrilled to have this opportunity. And I'm listening to him explain this great opportunity, and I'm freaking out. This hotel that they went to used to be a prison. And so he goes in to his hotel room, and it's actually a prison cell where the hotel staff lock you in. And I'm going, you're in a third world country where they lock you in the room. I don't know that I would want to stay there. He goes, but it was really cheap and it was a great experience. And I'm like, I don't know that that's what I would think of as a great experience. That's the kind of guy Justin is. He sees that as a wonderful experience. And I'm going, I wouldn't want to be locked in another country where now I can't get out. And by the way, your bedroom and bathroom are the same room. So this is the kind of guy he is. He's such a humble guy. He is the humblest guy I know. He really is. But it is a privilege to be able to work with him at times, to be able to serve him and to know him and to be call him a friend and a brother in Christ. And so it really is touching to have him sent in what he sent in. And so that's the feedback that I had gotten from folks that I wanted to share with you. And that's just because this episode is over doesn't mean you can't share more with us. And so you can send it in. Just send it in to info@strivingforeternity.org. I'll store it away. And then at the end of the year, I'll do another episode and include more of those things. But I do want to, before closing out, just remind you that we are having a big giveaway. I just added a new movie to that. I got in a copy of Spirit and Truth, so that movie is included in about $1,000, more than $1,000 of books, CDs, DVDs, flash drives included in this giveaway. It's a theology and evangelism giveaway, and in that we have over $1,000 worth of materials. And actually, if you go to podcasts.strivingforeternity.org/contest, you can enter the contest. There's 127 different ways to enter, each of them having different point values, so you get more points for different things. You can share the contest every day and get 5 points a day. And the full list of all the books and CDs and DVDs and flash drives are all there. We have more stuff that we're adding. So if you saw it before, we're getting more stuff as different podcasters in the Christian podcast community are adding more stuff in there. And so that's something that I just want to encourage you with. And if you want to enter, please do. It would be a great encouragement to us, and we would like to ship somebody. Somebody is going to get an awful large box of books and different things, CDs, DVDs. You're going to have a lot of movies to watch, and so it'll be a good thing for you. I hope someone's going to really enjoy that. And so with that, you could go to a easier website to go to. If there's podcasts.strivingforeternity.org/contest, a shorter one is just bit.ly.com/CPC contest. CPC for Christian Podcast Community, CPC contest. So just do that. And we will be glad to send that to someone. We're going to run this contest till the end of February. And so you have a lot of time to get a lot of entries in. Remember, you can share on Twitter, on Facebook, on Pinterest, on LinkedIn, or by email. And you get 5 points for every time you do that. So you can get at least 25 times a day, so you can really rack up some entries in that. So encourage you to go do that and check those out. So the other thing to remind you is the Israel trip. Justin Peters, myself, Anthony Svestro will be in Israel 2021. So it's March of 2021. You can go to 2021israeltrip.com to get all the details there. And I know it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I know it's very expensive, but please, if you're gonna think about it, know that if you put the $500 down now, you have until next Thanksgiving to cancel. So, and I think all but $125 is refunded. So check that out, 2021israeltrip.com, and you can check out all the places we're going to go. It's 13 days, so it's going to be a little bit of a longer trip. Really encourage you to go. And so I want to wish everyone a happy new year. We're going to come back in the new year with a whole lot of more episodes and a lot of things to discuss. If you want us to discuss things, get a hold of us. Just email us at info@strivingforeternity.org. Let us know what you want to hear on this podcast, and we're going to try to address those. We have a long list that we've been given, and we keep trying to knock that list down so we can get to more of them. And so add some more things on there. We'd greatly appreciate it. So until next time, remember to strive to make today an eternal day for the glory of God. And that's a wrap.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.